2, happy hour, happy Tuesday, everybody. He's Adam Harahawk, I'm Sean Cantwell here at your local alternative Solid State Radio.
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
We're here, man.
Yeah. We're just talking to Jim Ault. Yeah, that Jim Ault.
America's favorite Lapeer Main Street manager, Jim Ault.
About Sean's vacation. And I just happened to notice that, you know, because we have another friend down there right now. He's on his way home, but he would check in, like, at, you know, hotels. I mean, not hotels, but like museums and sites and everything else. Sean, of course, in Sean fashion. Here's a picture of us at this bar. Here we are at this restaurant. Check out this drink.
But I also looked like I was having a much better time.
Well, yeah. With all the pictures of all the booths, which the drinks did look fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Like, there wasn't a bad drink in the bunch.
So, tell me
about... Okay, there was one.
Drew talks it up. Milk something...
Milk punch? Punch.
Did you try that?
I did, and... Don't knock until you try it. That's all really? I got to say. It actually was surprisingly good. I didn't expect it to be good. Rachel actually ordered it at one of the more upper-class bars that we went to, and it can't just be just bourbon and milk, because that in itself does not sound good.
That sounds like a curdling nightmare.
It does. But whatever this was, it was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of those drinks that... you posted looked really, really good. And then I was really jealous when you were showing some of these jazz clubs that you went to. I mean, I would love to go to a place where just sit into a bar, drink, and watch a live jazz band.
Oh, and we got a bunch of that, because there's two jazz bars like right on the main strip there on Bourbon Street, Maison Bourbon and Fritzl's European Jazz Club. And both of those were like really cool. Like, there was a... The band we saw at Maison Bourbon was a 4-piece band, a banjo, a trombone, a tuba, and then a standard drum kit.
Sean's just looking at it like a dog that heard a weird noise. Like, those instruments are so... I know the drums. I know that part.
Like, where's the bass? I don't understand. Yeah. No, it's a tuba player. Like, I was in band, Adam. I do have a little bit of...
Was it like easy listening jazz, or was it more like that Zydeco... that's famous down there.
Zydeco's a little bit different thing, and we did check out some of that, too, so put a pin in that. But, it was a lot of traditional, like, you know, it was up-tempo jazz for sure, except for there was a band that we found off of Frenchman Street at this other music club that was kind of it was more like 40s big band kind of stuff.
Oh, my God, like a... Benny Goodman and Cab Calloway and
that kind of stuff with a female singer.
Ooh, torch songs.
Yes, and it was glorious.
I'm jealous. They need something like that in the Flint, Lapeer area. Maybe not Lapeer.
I know there's a few
Lapeer
places.
Would be like, do you know any Kid Rock? No.
I want to hear the jazz version of Ba with the Ba. But no, I mean, I think. At least they used to. I know Soggy Bottom over in Flint, just north of downtown, used to do like jazz nights and things. I don't know if they still do.
I guess I want to go in an area that appreciates it. Like, the closest I ever came to was at a Borders of all places in Flint, and they had like a jazz trio, and it was great. We will sit there, sip on. I'd rather sip a real drink as opposed to, you know, some espresso latte, whatever you call it.
Yeah,
but yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. The bars looked historic, and they looked fun.
They were, as far as the music goes. So there's the three jazz bands, the bars that we saw. There was also a really tight blues band at a bar downtown. That the bar was kind of meh, but the band made us stick around for quite a while, despite, you know, the $14 Jack and Cokes.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, was Bourbon Street,
American,
you're going to pay a lot.
Or was it francs? French money.
That was in them good old-fashioned American dollars.
Oh, wow.
But there was also... So we actually did end up checking out kind of a Cajun Zydeco kind of band. So it's like more like... Think more like...
Am I saying that right? Zydeco?
I believe it's Zydeco, but I could be wrong on that.
Okay.
I've
always seen it in writing. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very much like... Like, the setup there was fiddle, guitar, drums, bass, and a those washboard like vest like things that you wear and play that way, and it was really cool. It's kind of a, you know, up to like a little bit like country-ish, but kind of, or kind of bluesy more than anything.
It's more like a bayou kind of.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. And they had the crowd just rocking, man. Like we stopped. There was one of the few bars on the strip that we went to, because on Bourbon Street you're going to pay $20 more for a drink than anywhere else. And honestly, the drinks are just kind of overpriced, syrupy, sugary trash.
Yeah.
And
but you get a big yard cup that you can walk around with.
Exactly. And that we did at a couple of those places. There was also, so at the end of the east end of town, on Bourbon Street, there's a bar that's, it's literally been, the building's been there for 300 years. It's one of the few things that like survived like a massive fire back in the 1700s, I guess.
And a tsunami and a flood.
And a bunch of other things, yes. But Jean Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop, it's literally apparently the oldest building being used as a bar anywhere in the country.
Really?
Half of it doesn't even have electricity.
Wow.
Like, like half of the bar area, like there's no.
Sean's like, can I charge my phone? Not on this side.
It was all like candlelight. Like that's literally the entire like
oh,
the inside.
That'd be awesome.
And the drinks. Yeah, I mean, okay, you get yourself a hurricane. You get the Voodoo Daiquiri, which is basically, you know, frozen purple drink. And that's literally what it was. Like Rachel, you take this. I know they say you have to at least try it, but I'm like, I hate that fake grape flavor, and most grape flavor,
yeah,
really.
You're not a fan.
But there was like a piano bar back there. When I say
ooh,
piano bar,
yeah.
I mean literally dude set up at a piano with a bunch of people gathered around it with drinks on the actual piano itself.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous. I would love to go to that.
It was amazing, and he was just taking requests all night. Like, you didn't realize you needed Just a Girl by No Doubt.
Yeah,
you know, done as a as a torch song. Like you don't realize you need these things until like, oh wow, that's he just did that.
Well, downtown Abruzzo's, you know it well.
I did.
When Dad was there, they had a piano. They kind of started out as kind of like a piano bar.
Yes,
and they brought in this woman. I can't something Howard was her name, and they brought her in from Canada, and she did a piano torch version of Sweet Child of Mine. And before you laugh, it was amazing. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, that could be a really good time. In our case, it really was. Like I'm glad like for the experience alone that we stopped in that place, even if the drinks.
Yeah.
But you got to at least get one because it's just such a – it's a cool place that you – it's like the place that literally everybody told us we needed to check out when we went down there, and they were absolutely right.
Could you imagine that place during Mardi Gras?
I couldn't imagine. I wouldn't want to do it, I don't think.
No, like, I wouldn't.
Like we did Saturday night on Bourbon Street a little bit when we first got in, but we didn't like – hang out on the main strip very much. One, because the drinks are literally, you're going to be paying double, triple what you would on, you know, the bars on the side streets, the more locals like bars. And
yes.
Those are the kind of places we like. Like, this is the kind of place that, you know, if we lived here is where we would hang out at. Those kind of places. Like, where I'm getting, like, a drink for, like, the close to the prices I'd pay in Lapeer for.
Right. Gotcha.
And we found out a lot of those kind of places as we were going along.
Yeah, that's when I was stayed in Fort Lauderdale for a couple of days when my mom got married. This was like over 10 years ago. Right on the strip, right on the A1A. Oh yeah, you're gonna pay, you know, $15 for this, $10 for a beer. But you go like 100 feet this way, the drink prices are like normal.
Exactly, and that's exactly how it was. Like, I went from paying literal $14, $15 for a Jack and Coke to getting Tullamore Dew for like $5 a glass.
Yeah, that see
like
that,
in the span of half a block.
I'm around my people now.
I am in my element, and also every bar down there has Tullamore Dew. Every single one.
Sean got right into the culture. He's calling everybody mon ami.
Oh yeah, it was. I felt so at home.
Did Rachel earn any beads?
So funny, I forgot to actually post. This is the one place I forgot to check in. So she did, in fact, get a set of beads.
Go, Rachel, go.
Not quite that way, though. Okay. We had someone come up to us in the street and offer them, like, nope, because that's the first thing I tell you. If someone tries to give you anything, like, especially over on Bourbon or in Jackson Square, don't take it. Whether it's beads, shots, bracelet, any of it.
They want money.
They want money.
Yeah.
And they want a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, don't do it. But we actually, she did end up getting beads. We went to this bar, this milkshake place. At first I thought it was like hard milkshake, like you said, milkshake bar. So, okay, they do the hard milkshakes that Jim's always talking about, right?
Yeah.
They don't. But they got, we got these giant ass, like hers was like a, like she got like the Mardi Gras theme one. It's all like covered in like sprinkles and like, there was like a half a king cake sticking out of it. Like, I'll have to show you these things. I completely forgot I didn't actually post them.
Oh, that would be
they
good.
Were incredible. Like, you're looking at this like, I need this in my life now. Okay, here you go. Like, for
all right, I'm looking at it.
It was actually garnished with a
with
ring
beads,
of beads.
Yeah. Wow, that is the one next. That must have been yours. Looks like something you get at Disneyland because it looks like the Mickey Mouse, like chocolate cookies.
It was
that
so
looks
good.
That looks really
they
good.
They were amazing. Like Jim and I found a place in Detroit that kind of does that same sort of thing, but those are very few and far, you know, hard to come by,
sure,
and
sure,
that's a damn shame, because I would spend my entire paycheck every week, and I'd spend more money on those than I would on booze. And you know how much I spend on booze.
Come back type 2 diabetic.
You know, sometimes these are the risks you find yourself having to take, man. But so we ended up, after we flew down, and that was as much an experience as you would expect that to be, because as we've established
you
on this show,
never flown before,
never wanted to. Like, I think everyone here assumed you were gonna have to drug me, like, you know, yeah, Mr. T.
Yeah, Drew and I talked about that on the show a couple times. I'm like, I can't believe she got it. She must have a power over him to get him on a plane.
Well, I mean, she does, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so as it turns out, I swear to God, like it took us like a half hour to actually, once we were on the plane and moving, to get up in the actual air. I'm like, okay, like this is where, you know, you feel the thing is kind of like shaking a little, like, okay, so we're not, oh, we haven't even taken off yet. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, it feels like. Then by the time we actually finally left the ground, I didn't notice anything. Rachel's like, you know, that was actually pretty bad for like the turbulence or rough air or whatever the hell they call it now.
Yeah, turbulence, yeah.
Like, I didn't even notice it. I didn't feel it. Like, the big thing to me was just, oh, my God, it's so cramped. Like, you don't realize. Like, I know they always say, like, how cramped, like, the economy class is.
Oh, it is bad.
And everything. Like, I, like, you know, you see it on TV and movies and things. Like, there's barely enough room for someone to walk down the aisle. And a good thing I was sitting next to Rachel and in an aisle seat. Otherwise, I might have died.
Yeah.
Like.
It's bad. It's too cramped.
It really is.
Like I heard talk about. I hear people like flying, like the Red Wings. They just flew over to Sweden. I'm sure they didn't have economy class. But I mean, could you imagine being in that for 12, 14 hours?
Oh God, three was enough for me.
Yeah, that's
whatever it was.
Well, it was about 3.5. Yeah, you typically from Metro to Florida is 3.5.
I think ours was only. Actually, I think ours was only 2 because we left at about 8:30.
You had that one pilot like, let's kick the tires, light the fire, let's go.
Right. I mean, there wasn't any layovers or nothing like that, and we got going, we were gone. And I think New Orleans might be a little closer than. Well, you're talking tip of Florida too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
New Orleans is still more closer to the mainland, so I mean that stands to reason.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad though. It really wasn't.
2 to 3 hours in the air is fine, but if I ever flew to California for whatever reason, I'm going to spring for business class or something like that.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no way I'm going to voluptuous build is going to be able to sit in that seat for, you know.
We are well-fed gentlemen. We're not made for that sort of thing.
No, man. No, we're not. You're going to make me pay for another seat anyway.
Exactly. So we ended up driving back. We rented a car down there and drove back because we're big road trip people. It's kind of, we enjoy that sort of thing.
There is a lot. There is something to be said about the old-fashioned road trip.
We love it. Like, we end up finding so many cool places. So we have this thing where we try and do, you know, try and stop in as many states as we can. She's got, you've seen it. You've been to our house. You've seen the U.S. map with the pictures cut out from the different states that we visited.
Yep. Well, I bet you guys are working on that now.
And we had a lot to knock out. Obviously, Louisiana, you know, plenty from there.
Sure.
But also, on our way back, Mississippi, Tennessee, we've been to Tennessee, Mississippi and Arkansas are states we hadn't been to, so we decided we're going to cross these things off the list. Our visit to Mississippi consisted of 30 seconds in front of the state capitol building, then immediately getting back on the freeway because there's no reason ever to go to Mississippi ever. There's not. I'm not even making jokes. Like, there's just not a reason to ever visit Mississippi if you ever have a the option to not do that. It was already a miserable, like, you know, rainy trek through that godforsaken state as it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Jackson's not the most safe place in the world. Like,
yeah.
They just, I mean, Jesus, you brought Deion Sanders back to coach your local football team, and he and his son both get their cars broken into, like, after you win your first game. Like, this day has no respect for literally anybody, and on a number of levels.
Yeah.
So that was our literal only stop there. We just kept straight plowing through. We get into Memphis because there was a couple reasons we wanted to go to Memphis. For one, there's like a bunch of like music-based museums and things that I really wanted to go to, like the Historic Sun Studios, which we did end up going to.
Oh, nice.
Where like Elvis and Johnny Cash and, you know, all
Jerry
these guys
Lee Lewis
recorded.
And who was the other fourth one?
Carl Perkins.
Carl Perkins. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Carl Perkins.
Like, it was such a cool thing to actually stand in that studio where those four guys did.
Oh, yeah.
You know, recorded everything. I guess they still use that studio from time to time, like. It was an experience that it honestly made the whole trip worth it for me, like the driving back and everything. But of course, we had to get some barbecue, and we found a place that had some bomb ass barbecue.
Like, really,
Memphis does it right, man. Between their wings, the wings and the sauce I got in were fantastic. But we also tried their ribs because that's kind of their main
yep.
thing as far as their barbecue there. And if you ever go to Memphis, Central Barbecue has some of the best ribs you're ever going to have in your life. These things are fantastic. But we're there. We decided, what the hell? She also kind of wanted to stop in Arkansas for a minute because we've never been there, never had a reason to, probably never will again. And, like, well, it's right across the river from here, like literally right less than 10 minutes from downtown where we were. All right. Let's go. Let's see if there's a bar, at least something open that we can, you know, get a picture at and be on our merry way. We found a bar. It was like the closest thing to the border. And it was, oh my God, it felt like the Arkansas version of Cascadens.
Oh, really?
Like, everyone, you know, knows everybody, gives crap to everybody. It's a very, you know, family kind of place. Like, it's exactly the kind of dive that we love.
Arkansas version of Troy at the end of the bar.
Thankfully, there wasn't one of those.
Settle down, y'all.
Right? Call me up town, y'all. But we liked it so much, and they liked us so much. They were so, like, intrigued by this whole thing. Like, they bought us a couple rounds to stick around. So we didn't. We got there at, like, 7:30. We were, well, we're going to do one drink, and then we're going to leave. 9 o'clock comes around. Well, I guess we should probably get back on the road, or else we're not going to make it to Nashville tonight. Finally, I think 9:30, we were back on the road.
Okay.
They just brought us in, kept us there, and we loved every bit of it.
Did you stay in Nashville, or did you just keep driving through?
Oh, we did stay in Nashville. There was no way we were driving an additional 9 hours home from there.
Oh, yeah, I was going
to
say.
We ended up, so we get to Nashville, like 12:30, and we want to actually go and check out some music. Like, Nashville's open till 3 o'clock. There's bands going on. We ought to redeem this trip from the time that we went down here when Rachel wasn't old enough to drink yet. Let's do... We were 6 months short of her 21st, but like, okay, she wanted to go to Nashville. All right, we'll go. We're not going to be able to get into any of the music bars, but all right. And sure enough, we didn't. So we decided we're getting redemption on this thing.
Yeah.
We went down there, and we dropped off the car, got Uber downtown, and my, they start rolling up the sidewalks early, apparently, on Friday night.
Really?
1:30, half the places were already doing last call. Of course, every country singer wow. has a bar of their own down there. Miranda yeah. Lambert's got one. Alan Jackson has one, which got good reviews, but was already closed by the time we got into town.
Well, what do you know?
Of course, Kid Rock has one, and sure. you better believe yeah. we didn't set foot in that.
Yeah.
We got into one bar where, okay, there's still a band playing. Oh, it's last call? All right, fine. I'll do a shot, I guess. A $10 shot of Jack Daniels later.
Oh, my God.
We found another place that was doing that was doing music, and they weren't country. It was, you know, it was quite a wide range of things, actually. It was really weird because the band that was playing when we walked in, they were playing Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine.
Okay. All right.
which interestingly enough, like, you know, pop-ish band with a sax player. And a girl that didn't do too much the first several songs, like, is she just like the dancer here? Like, what is going on? Like, what would you say you do here?
Right.
But after that song, they go into Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue by Toby Keith. They go from Rage Against the Machine to the most pro-machine song ever.
Wow. So they,
kill him in the name, we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way.
Quite the spectrum, huh?
Yeah, Nashville knows how to pander to everybody. The dancer did end up singing a song later, and it turned out she was really damn good. But yeah. So we hung out there, drank our $14 Jack and Cokes. Like, all
good
right,
Lord.
I know. Let's move on to another bar that maybe is a little cheaper than that. We ended up at Tootsie's. Like, you know, kind of one of the famous Nashville honky-tonks. And drinks were, again, expensive as hell, but it felt like more like the kind of authentic, like, honky-tonk experience that you would kind of hope for when you go to Nashville. It wasn't, right, you know, this big old glitzy thing. Like, it's like the country CBGB kind of, man. Like, and it was, I'm glad we did it. I don't know how much more time I need to spend in Nashville, honestly, at this point.
You did it. You said you did it. Now,
yep.
Yep.
I was expecting, though, like, because, you know, on Bourbon, it's open 24 hours, and there's people drinking at all hours of the day. But, like, 2:30, like, everybody was done. Like, I thought 3 o'clock was last call here. What the hell? No, everyone was just done. Nope, we're out of here. Like it was a surprisingly, like, dead night for me in Nashville.
Right.
We tried the hot chicken on our way out. And, well, when they say that the hot chicken is damn hot, believe them when they say that, because it was.
Nashville, I've had Nashville chicken kind of stuff before, and it is good. Sweet hot. It's a really good sweet,
like,
hot.
Like, I've never had, outside of Nashville, I've never had good Nashville hot anything. Like, all the places I've had it that try and do it, like, okay, you just took this chicken, put a little bit of Frank's and a crap ton of paprika on it. Like, what are we doing? Like, this doesn't even taste like anything.
No, it's got to have the sweetness to it.
It does not really. It doesn't have a whole, in my experience, it didn't have a whole lot.
Really?
Like, it's not, I don't like it overly
sweet. Well,
maybe
I'm getting it wrong, because the wrong Nashville. Nashville hot is what I've been getting is more of a, because I taste a sweetness to it. Sweet hot.
Maybe. Like, up here, the places just don't do it right, though. Yeah. Like, you have to go down there to get it and do it right. And she got their regular hot, and that was delicious. I got the damn hot, which was habanero. And yeah, that made for a fun rest of my day, especially combined with the fact that we stopped in Cincinnati for Gold Star Chili, which no stars to be awarded there, by the way. We've had Skyline, which I like.
Yeah,
but at this place, the service is not great. Our waitress, like, literally threw a tantrum in the middle of the restaurant, which is not great.
Oh wow, yeah.
But the food, Skyline's is better. Both are still better than Flint Chili, though. Fight me, don't care. Come at me, bro. I don't care if they put it on, you know, spaghetti, and that's weird or whatever. It's still better than ground beef on a hot dog that you call a Coney sauce.
Yeah. I like Flint Coney sauce with a fake grape Faygo grape drink.
That's, well, you don't have taste. We established that the first time I saw you crack open a natty.
I got champagne dreams with malt liquor means.
I feel that, man. Believe me, especially after that week, I feel that in my soul. Oh, much to do today. This isn't all just going to be Sean's New Orleans travelogue. I swear to God, we're not turning this into just a thought. We're going to hit
Hi, Rod.
I guess that's the first apology for this week's list. It's Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Incubus at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is Happy Hour. That's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
Did you see where Jared Leto had that big old PR stunt to talk about 30 Seconds Mars new tour? He climbed the Empire State Building.
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, he climbed the Empire State Building. Story goes, I'm reading this from the BBC, because apparently it worked. The actor and musician has become the first person to legally scale the 102-story Empire State Building. Jared Leto, 51 years old, climbed the outside of the
51?
51.
That dude's that old?
Yeah. He looks good, doesn't he? Well, he's got to be in good shape to climb the Empire State Building.
That too.
Empire State Building. wearing a bright orange jumpsuit and using a rope and harness. He took on the challenge to promote the forthcoming world tour for his band 30 Seconds to Mars. He told the Today Show, "I was more excited than nervous, to tell you the truth, but I have to be honest, it was very, very hard. It was a lot harder than I thought it would be. Just the endurance that it took, the stamina that it took, and it was very sharp."
Well, yeah. What were you expecting exactly?
30 seconds to Mars. A lot of people are like, "I hope it's 30 seconds to the ground."
Jesus.
He was a terrible joker.
We're really going to have to pad out the apology list this week, aren't we?
The entire state of Mississippi, Rod, Jared Leto, and all 30 seconds to Mars.
All 30 seconds.
All 30 seconds to Mars. Yeah. You ever think he's been like backstage with a woman? He's like, "Oh, now I know how you got the name 30 seconds." Hey-o. I find him annoying. I know he's like a method actor, and the SOB's got an Oscar to his credit, but I just find him annoying.
I mean, fair. Like, he's not going to be everybody's favorite actor, certainly not their favorite Joker or whatever. Yeah, that's where you're at. Your whole problem is that you just didn't like him in the Batman movies.
I thought he was terrible. I thought I was like, "Oh my God, Josh Todd from Buck Cherry became the Joker." No. And that wasn't the case, but, you know.
Joker just really preoccupied with cocaine all of a sudden. I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like, I grew up with a lot of good Jokers, and that wasn't it.
Your Jokers were a lot better back in my day.
Back in my day, Jokers didn't look like some punk-ass emo kid.
Fair. Although they've kind of looked like that, you know, in relatively recent times, basically since what, the Heath Ledger version?
Heath Ledger's version of the Joker was the gold standard.
Well, no, it was the best Joker. I'm not going to argue against that.
But okay, so here we go. Sorry, folks, this did turn into comic book talk for just a second. We'll come back to it. But I mean, so you had Cesar Romero as the 1966 Joker. He was a suave, debonair, psycho killer kind of Joker.
Yeah.
Then you had the mob boss, Jack Nicholson Joker. Then you had the off the rails, this could actually be a real person Joker, which makes it scary, Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Then you had somebody who's like, "Oh, he shops at Hot Topic," kind of Joker with Jared Leto.
Where do we put Joaquin Phoenix in that group?
You know what? I started watching that, and I haven't watched it all the way through, and I like Joaquin Phoenix. He has that new movie coming out with him as Napoleon, and it looks good. It looks really, really good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I haven't seen it, but I want to see it because Robert De Niro's in it, and Robert De Niro could, you know, he could be in anything. I love De Niro.
That's totally fair. I'm amazed he's still out there. Isn't he like 80 years old now?
And he just fathered a kid.
That's insane to me.
I was 48 years old when I had my first kid. I'm thinking, man, that's pretty old. He's spitting him out when he was eight. He and Al Pacino apparently don't understand birth control because they're both spitting out kids at 80 years old.
And didn't, like, it's one of those two, the mother of said kid just left him? They just split up or something? Like, she's set for life now. Can you imagine?
Here, I would try my failed attempt at a Robert De Niro impression, but I'll just save you all.
Thank you for that. It's immensely appreciated.
But yeah. Anyway, back up the wormhole. Robert De Niro, good.
De Niro, Joe, good.
Joaquin Phoenix, good. Jared Leto, wish he hit the pavement.
Jared Leto bad.
Jared Leto bad. But I mean,
there's our cinematic analysis today.
His first of all, first legally, like everybody else who tried to climb it got arrested. And the police are like, "Yeah, we kind of want to see this.
We just really want to see what happens if he falls."
Well, it's kind of like, "Hey, chief." Here's my New York Brooklyn accent. "Hey, chief, isn't it illegal to climb the Empire State Building?" "Oh, yeah, but you know, he did a bad Joker. I want to kind of see him bounce." Let him go, boys. Let him go. And he's climbing 102 stories. And I've been up in the Empire State Building. It's a tall building.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, no doubt about it.
It's up there for a reason.
It's up there for a reason.
He climbs up there. I would have been the first person to stick a microphone in his face. What do you think? 30 seconds to Mars World Tour. Back to you in studio. Yeah, that's all you're getting, a-hole. Now you got, oh, sorry. Dude, Jared, man, what a bad time for the elevators to be broken down.
Guess you're going to have to climb back down or run
the
stairs.
Take the stairs, and there you go.
Whatever works for you, bud.
And as he started hoofing down the stairs, like, by the way, your joker sucked. Slam the door. Just push him down there. He just looked like a slinky commercial. Goes downstairs and up. And it's Leto. It's Leto.
Oh, Jesus.
30 seconds of Mars. World tour. Ow, I think my shit just popped. Yeah.
Here's 30 seconds to Mars. Solid State Radio. The Foo Fighters, your local alternative Solid State Radio. As we've kind of gotten Adam started down the like comic book rabbit hole, which good thing like he can carry that stuff because I don't know like jack crap when it comes to comic books or Marvel movies.
I would not be able to hold my own with like Mike Shireen and Todd Gilbert and a lot of those guys because
the real nerds in this outfit.
I didn't say the N-word.
Nerd!
We should have that as a drop for Revenge of the Nerds. That's great. But yeah, I mean, when it comes to like comic books, I know the big three. Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man. But after that, it's just like, okay, you got the Hulk. Okay, he gets pissed off and he turns big and green. Well, we all get pissed off. If I turn into the Hulk every time I get pissed off, every time I get killed on Grand Theft Auto, I'm like, ooh,
Adam smash Xbox. Anytime someone tells you they move things around at your work, like, Adam smash old people.
Yeah, I was like, you guys are raising prices on us. Adam smash. I can't come back to Earth. It's like, wait a minute, why am I wearing purple pants? But now it's just like, they're really digging deep. I mean, the whole Marvel and the DC universe. Marvel or DC? The Black Panther. Black Panther was Marvel. And they did okay with Ant-Man, but they're really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Well, yeah, do we really need Ant-Man in our lives?
A guy who turns really, really small. Great. I don't get it. So now a lot of people, apparently the new Marvel movie, like Captain Marvel sequel, where there's a... she's teamed up with some other superhero women, is not doing well in the box office. And a lot of people, and the people who are thinking this is low-hanging fruit, is like, oh, there we go. They're pushing the women agenda. That's what happens. That's what happens when you do this. America. And it's...
and America, the end.
It's because Marvel wasn't a big comic book hero. I mean, the Marvel Captain Marvel movie that came out was decent, but it's just like it doesn't come with the same lore as Batman,
no.
Spider-Man, Superman. I mean, in comic book world, I'm sorry, in the comic book heroes, they peaked early. I mean, was it Schuster and what his name is? What's his nuts? They came up with Superman. It's like, okay, what superpowers should we give him? How about all of them?
All of them. All the powers.
And then you had like Stan Lee, who was like the gold standard of, he came up with Spider-Man. I'm like, that's brilliant. But then where do you go from there? Okay, well, there's Thor. He's a god.
He's a god?
And how do you defeat a god? You don't? Okay, comic book end. Okay, done. All right.
Yeah, that's the end of that one.
Good. Glad we got that one over with.
Nice going, team.
And I know we got a bunch of people screaming at the radios. No! No, because he had this enemy and this enemy. And then there's Iron Man, which was a cool series in the Marvel Universe. But now they're just kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel for a lot of these movies. They need our Marvel character that we came up with. They need post-nut clarity.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I've been meaning to put this into like a sketch or something like that we can air every once in a while when we need like 10 minutes of solitude or something like that. Post Nut Clarity. He is a, you can put it as a member of the X-Men. You can go ahead and do that. But he is a superhero that can obtain all of the world's knowledge for only 10 seconds after achieving an orgasm.
I like it. I found the bit. We'll have to play that for the people later on, I think.
Oh, we have something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I have the audio.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, because it'd be like, oh, we'll play the audio. I'm sure it's on there. But yeah, I want to do like a whole trailer kind of thing. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
One of these days we'll actually get to that. Like we've been talking about this for quite some time, and just I think now we're having a little more time on our hands. We'll get
we'll have to get that done. But yeah, I mean, as far as Marvel superheroes, I think with the exception of maybe a couple sequels of Black Panther or something like that, I think they're done. I think because now they're bringing up this was a spinoff character from this for like one or two books, and they're doing a whole movie. Like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. You put out a movie with Superman, Batman, or Spider-Man, it's mass appeal. Now you're going, and then they wonder why ticket sales are dwindling. Well, I wonder why.
Crazy, I know. Like it just doesn't have the same. Because we've made all the stories we realistically can with these characters. If we're being entirely honest.
Yep.
You hate to say that, but it's true. I mean, how many ways can we reboot the same story, retell the same goddamn story over and over again?
I know, exactly. Like, okay, if you're going to reboot Spider-Man for the sixth time, okay, I'm on board, but let's skip everything else. Let's get from him, okay, he's bit by a spider, we know he's Spider-Man, let's move on. That's a problem.
We know the origin stories for everybody at this point.
Oh, my God. Every movie, it's the origin of this is how he became this person, and this is how. That's what I loved about Batman. You just accept him, and that's Batman.
Yep. That's Batman. That's Batman. He's a bat, he's a man.
Yep.
He's Batman.
He's a man who thinks he's a bat. No problem whatsoever because he's rich. What's the difference between being crazy and eccentric? Money.
Money. That's all it is. That's the entire difference. And that's.
I mean, every single time they bring out Spider-Man, it's like, oh, here goes Uncle Ben. He's going to die again. And now, and then the Aunt May. Aunt May in the comic books and everything else was old gray-haired old bitty. Now Aunt May is getting hot. Every single time.
I say that's the weirdest part of all of this. Like,
yeah.
Aunt May was like last an old lady Marissa, in the...
Yeah, she was an old lady. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. Why are all these webs over here? I keep dusting and I have no idea. Peter, are you whacking it up there? And and then she's always an old biddy. Now, like the most recent Aunt May was like Marissa Tomei. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's an Aunt May. Like to sling my web,
right? Like that doesn't even make sense. For one, it's fair that she's still this hot at her age, but like,
she is. Look it up on Google. We'll do that during the break, and we'll get some post nut clarity.
here's fun at Solid State Radio. Finishing off a triple shot of Michigan made music this hour, Michigander with Superglue. Before that, Virginia Violet and the Rays with their track End of the Night. What's going on? It's happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
Virginia Violet and the Rays. I have not heard them yet.
I don't remember where I came across them. It might have been another thing from the Arch Beats and Eats show.
I'll have to check them out.
You should. It's quite good. Like, we've got their. That song's been in rotation for a couple months now.
Has it?
Yeah.
Michigan made music. It's something you can enjoy, but you'll never master.
Well, I mean, unless you're the Michigan made artist that we play at Solid State Radio.
I mean, I play a lot, but there's always like, oh, I have never heard of this band before.
There is always something new, it seems like.
Yep.
Want to do a quick, another one of our favorite fun stories about people and servers and people being a-holes to servers?
Oh.
Go off on some people
real
quick? Yes,
let's do that. I feel like going off on somebody.
Then I feel like we should do that. So, one server apparently has called out a customer at his serving job for asking him to play a game to determine how much his tip would be. The TikToker calls himself the best storyteller on TikTok, and in one of his recent videos, he tells his followers they may see a video circulating that doesn't really paint him in the best of light. He said he was working his server job, and one of his tables seated a YouTuber, TikToker, or some other social media moron. According to Pratt, the customer pulled out their phone and began recording and called Pratt over. The customer had set up a game with four or five closed envelopes on the table. They told him each envelope held money ranging between $1 to $300, and that one of them would be his tip. The customer told Pratt to pick an envelope and decide if he wanted to keep it or swap it for another, describing some stupid-ass game, Pratt says. Whatever envelope he ended up with would be his tip. Pratt says he looked the customer right in the face and told him, I ain't got time for that for this BS. I'm super busy. Whatever you leave me as a tip is my tip. I don't give a bleep. I'm not here to play a little game with you. I'm at my place of employment, not here to play some effed up little carnival game you've devised and put together in order to get some views on TikTok.
Brilliant. Oh, my God. That is amazing. I hope that video is on there.
I kind of do, too.
Oh, it probably is, buddy. See what happens when a server acts like a complete a-hole at his job. I'm not in the mood to play your stupid games. Hey, guys. Yeah, I was just trying to play a game. I was gonna. Truth be told, there was $300 in every envelope. Total lie. But
oh, you know damn well that
every
that's
one
a lie.
Of them had a dollar bill in there.
Needless to say, the server didn't end up tipping him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hit like and subscribe on this, you jackass.
Right? Like, how do these people have such a lack, a complete and utter lack of self-awareness is really quite amazing, honestly.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Not surprising, but disappointing nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, it's, not everybody wants to be...
Everyone doesn't want to be in your TikTok video, people.
Leave people alone, especially when they're at their jobs or they're trying to live their life. Especially maybe some local business owners who are like, hey, I'm here at the local big box store and I'm going to give money to a random person. Hello, random person. And, oh, hi, person with a phone right in my face who I'm not completely threatened by. Here's $100. Oh, thank you. They just happen to be, as you go down that wormhole, they just happen to be friends on Facebook already.
Huh. Crazy how that works.
Wow. Hmm.
You know, you never hear about these kind of things happening.
Yeah, right? So, I mean... Oh,
like, I hate that. Like, you're basically using people around you for social media clout, and I'm not down with it.
But while it's staged, that's what I'm getting at. It was hey, I'm just going to be walking backwards and talk to a random person. I work at a big box store. You just go up to a random person, you're going to have to explain yourself why you're there and blah, blah, blah. And especially if you got a phone recording them, they're not about that.
There are people who've gotten shot over that. Like, legitimately, dude actually was doing, like, some TikTok thing where he was, like, effing with a guy. Guy shoots him, because he's like, you know, dude's around me, running around me with a camera, I'm feeling threatened, he shoots him. And he got off on that.
Yep. Absolutely.
Not got off on that. That's probably a wrong turn of phrase there. But
a lot of people got off on that. They shoot him again.
But he didn't end up. He was acquitted on all charges on it.
Well,
self defense.
There is a great video out there. I watch it at least once a year. It's kind of like Christmas Vacation. I have to watch it at least once a year. Where this a-hole kid is like walking around a Home Depot. First of all, don't be pranking anybody at Home Depot because most of them are construction workers who can kill you.
Yes.
And so
don't mess with those
people. He's got like a little bit of a pipe. He puts it up to this guy's ear and like blows in it or makes a humming noise. So it's like right in the guy's ear. This guy turned around, put him in a chokehold, threw him down on the ground. And if you've ever been to Home Depot, that ground is not soft. Throws him down. It's a joke. And the guy's like, I know.
I know. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. The joke's on you. But yeah, I mean, this random business owner who I've met, he's a decent guy. But I mean, the whole staged thing, just stop it.
There's no
reason
for any of this.
You're not fooling anybody.
Right. We all know damn well that this isn't, you know, this wasn't just some random thing where you ran into this guy and then, oh my God, craziest thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go up to a strange woman, filming yourself, talking to her, see what happens.
I can guarantee you it won't end well.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I'm not saying he's a bad looking guy. He's actually a good looking guy. But anybody, any woman's going to be like, "What are you doing? Why are you stopping me? Why are you filming me? What is your problem? I don't want to give you money. Get out of here!" Right? Doing any of your kind of indecent proposal stuff?
Right. No one asked for this. No one wanted any of this.
I want to give you $100. You can just cram it up your ass. I'm out of here. I'm late for work.
Right. No, people don't want to be inconvenienced by your stupid social media nonsense. Just as a general rule.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just stop it, people.
Just don't. A public service announcement.
Going back to the story, I mean, I would like that person, he posted that on TikTok saying, hey, here's what happened. You're probably going to see this. How was his reactions? Probably pretty favorable. He's like, yeah. You don't need to be brought into somebody else's YouTube, TikTok BS while you're at work.
No. You absolutely don't. And you shouldn't have to be, quite frankly.
And didn't even leave him a tip. I mean, yeah. He explained why I don't want to play your game. I'm at work. I'm here to tip. I'm going to earn a tip by giving you good service. And the guy was just like, ooh, well, you ruined my plan. I'm not giving you a tip at all.
Right? Like, what an a-hole, man.
Right.
Like, for having the audacity to not go along with this stupid TikTok games.
That jackass's wife was just like, listen, honey, not everybody wants to play your games. Let's just, no, I don't want to go somewhere else.
I want to go home. This is stupid. He won't let me use him for social media
I'm
likes.
I'm not going to get any likes out of this.
What's the point?
It's okay, honey. Just go ahead and we'll get you some chicken nuggies. And we'll, no, I'm going to go home.
It's I'm okay.
No tip.
Make sure you like and subscribe.
Meanwhile, her and if he's got kids, the kids are like, yes, finally we can stop doing this pandering BS.
Right, they're just thrilled. They're as embarrassed to be out in public with him at this point.
Yeah, come on, kids, we're going to rest. Oh, Jesus, what do you think it's going to be? I don't know. It's probably the tip thing. Yeah, it's probably the
what
tip
stupid
thing.
Game is he doing tonight?
Oh,
I wonder.
Good Lord. What a jackass. Our dad's a jackass. As soon as I get turn 18, I'm changing my last name.
I don't even want to be associated with this guy.
I'm going to film myself getting my name changed at the courthouse. Like, yeah, make sure you hit like and subscribe. Not related to this a-hole.
Damn. That's rough, but also entirely deserved.
Right?
Can't really blame him for it.
The guy's a douchebag.
No, he is. No, anyone who does this stuff, like trying to just tamper with a server's livelihood for Facebook clout is a garbage human being that honestly deserves everything that they have coming to them.
Yeah, and that's just it. Like, I have a bunch of stepkids who they want to be YouTube famous, and they're not impressed by somebody who, like, I show them, like, oh, I interviewed this band, and I'll show them a video, and they're like, eh.
They're not impressed by radio people
at all. I have to tell them they're on YouTube. It's like, oh, they're on YouTube?
That's what it is. All of this stems from Adam. Like, no one's impressed that I'm a radio host anymore.
Exactly.
So this whole thing's about.
Yeah. I mean, there has been times I've been out with like Scarlett and Harley and stuff like that, and somebody will like a band member or something like that will recognize me, and they're like, oh, he's getting recognized. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Oh, my God, it's Adam from Sessions, my favorite local original music show.
It's usually like, hey, dude, got some more music coming for you. All right, we'll see you later.
He wants to be that guy so hard.
Oh, yeah, I totally do.
Meanwhile, I don't want, like, that is the one thing I really don't need, like, that level of fame that where, like, people are like, stop me on the street. Most go like, hey, aren't you that a-hole who does the radio show? Like, yeah, and immediately get punched in the face because they don't like something I said about
him. Hey, look, guys, it's Sean Canwell from Solid State Radio. You just, like, push Rachel into their path and run away.
Right? It's that county commissioner. It really doesn't like me.
Use Rachel as a human shield. We got to go.
Oh, I wouldn't use Rachel as a human shield. If anything, she'd push me down and run, and I wouldn't blame her.
She's like, I knew this was going to happen. Tripped you and said, there's the guy you want. I'm out of here.
I ain't got nothing. I had nothing to do with this. I'm out.
Make sure you hit like and subscribe. Are you filming this, Rachel? Like, yeah, people want it. I'm giving people what they want.
Gotta give the people what they want.
The ass beating of Sean Cantwell by Rachel Eckerd Cantwell. And she's doing a selfie. You're just getting curb stomped, and she's giving the thumbs up. Yeah, we all knew this was going to happen. I know.
It was inevitable, really. Yeah. Honestly, we're all amazed it took this long.
He's like, ooh, I should have put him on dental plan. Oh, God, that's going to be rough.
I did not.
He just took a boot in the mouth. Anyway, I got to go.
I didn't think this through very well, did I? Damn it. Now I'm stuck paying for this jackass. Thanks a lot.
Rachel, I love you. Why did you piss me down?
For the YouTube likes, of course. Yeah. It's Happy Hour at Solid State Radio.
That's it. It's over.
Jack Daniels!
It's Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. It's getting set to get the hell out of Dodge and turn things over.
Keep doing rail. Let's keep going.
All right, fine. No sessions for you tonight, then.
Hold on.
We do have a full hour of local original music, as you like to call it, coming up next.
Two for Tuesday.
It is. And you've got all sorts of great Michigan-made music, I assume, on the way for that tonight.
Yes, I do. A double shot from...
Just don't ask me what any of it is. Well, while you get to the bottom of that, Friday, you've got a musical guest live in studio
Heat
with
Above.
Some new music.
Heat Above has selected Solid State Radio as the place they want to debut their new album. It drops on that Friday.
Don't you feel just so honored, really?
Yeah, anyway, I got double shots from Static Factory, Stifling Edith, and Bob Seger coming up tonight. But yeah, Heat Above will be in studio. We're going to be going Facebook Live and the whole thing. They want to debut the album on our show.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I look forward to it because those guys are always, they're good people to have in the room. They're
scary.
Good musicians.
They're so talented. It's scary on how young they are and how talented they are.
Right? I wish I were that good at their age.
Yeah, right?
I wish I were that good at my age. Yeah. Let's be honest here.
And that's fair.
I would take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But that's all coming up next year on Sessions. We'll be back tomorrow, presumably at 3 o'clock, but I don't know. There's a Wings... No, wait, the Wings game's not until Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
I was about to say, I don't know if we're going to be able to do a radio show tomorrow with the Wings stuff going on. So tune in. It's going to be an interesting rest of the week. All being well. Talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya. See you.